It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pennis on the local site. High school baseball today, a Class 3 Final Four semifinal action from Ozark Mountain Sports Complex, where the West County Bulldogs will take on the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. Coverage starting at 3:30 with first pitch at 4 on KFMO. We sat down with Bobby Sibley on Tuesday to discuss the Final Four appearance. We asked if he knew the baseball team was on the cusp of something great with West County Athletics on the uptick in recent years.
To make a run, like, obviously you don't know that you're going to be able to do something like this. You never know what kind of draw you're going to get or who you're going to run into, or, and you know, and baseball can be a funny game sometimes, one bad day and it's all over for you, you know, one game elimination type style. But I knew, I knew just being involved with our younger kids and seeing them play, that we would have a chance. We were going to have some talented kids coming up on in a lot of different things. Like you mentioned, you know, girls basketball, softball, on the baseball side of things. So we've definitely had a nice run here. We've hung a lot of banners, and we've got to do a lot of fun things over the last few years. You know, I always tell people, don't take those things for granted. Enjoy those things, because those things can run in cycles. And right now we just happen to be on the good side of things right now. So I kind of knew, you know, what we had coming up.
Winning the district last year and being a win away from the Final Four last year, did the players returning this year, did they have a chip on their shoulder to get back to that quarterfinal and punch their ticket past that?
Yeah, I think just having the confidence. You know, we were sophomore heavy last year. We started a bunch of sophomores, graduated two guys last year that started and played a lot for us. But, you know, just having the core group of guys back that had a lot of experience and played a lot and played in some big games last year, I think our guys were confident in their ability and, you know, thought that, you know, we maybe have an opportunity to make a run in the postseason again. And fortunately, we've been able to capitalize on some opportunities.
Again, coverage on AM 1240 KFMO today starts at 3:30, first pitch at 4 o'clock. If the West County Bulldogs win, they'll play tomorrow at 7 in a championship. They lose today, they'll play tomorrow at 4 for the third place game of the Class 3 Final Four. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals were in action with the second game of a three-game series in Cincinnati. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. We have a quick turnaround, a 12-10 first pitch today, and it's the rubber game in a three-game series. The Reds won a Memorial Day 3-1, but the Cardinals came powering back with two home runs, Arenado and Gorman, to beat the Reds 7-1.
Perfect night for baseball for the Cardinals. They did everything right. Kyle Gibson was outstanding. Went six innings, had not given up a hit going into that sixth inning, but finished with just one run allowed. John King, again, very good out of the Cardinals bullpen. He pitched two scoreless innings, and Ryan Fernandez finished up.
And it was good to see Nolan Arenado swinging the bat, hitting the ball with authority. He had one hit, a two-run homer. Paul Goldschmidt had a double and a three-hit night for Ivan Herrera.
I think Arenado actually looked better in the field, too. He really looked like he had a bounce in his step, and we hope that that can continue.
Today, the Cardinals go with Andre Pallante. The right-hander will be opposed by Frankie Montas on the air at 11:15.
Guys, thanks, Cards starter Kyle Gibson. What did he feel like was working for him as he allowed one run over six innings to record the win?
A little bit of everything, really. Changeup was a lot better than it has been in the past few starts, so that was helpful, especially with all the lefties. Was able to use that, you know, down and away and get some early outs. I felt like we had a really good plan. Ivan and I were on the same page, all six innings, and felt really good.
And third baseman Nolan Arenado homered in the win. He said hitting that two-run homer feels good.
Thank God, man. It's been a grind, so I've been working in the cage, and I feel like today was a lot of good work in there, and it was cool to see it, like, come into fruition and come into the game and, hit a ball hard against a good pitcher. So I was very, happy about that.
The Cardinals and Reds wrap up the series today, the rubber match from Cincinnati. Coverage starts at 11:15 with first pitch at 12:10. Other MLB scores from around the league on Tuesday. The Atlanta Braves defeated Washington 2-0. Marcelo Zuna crushed his NL-leading 16th homer, and Max Fried pitched 8 shutout innings. The Chicago Cubs topped the Milwaukee Brewers 6-3, and Cubs starter Ben Brown was taken out after 7 no-hit innings and doesn't pick up a decision. He struck out 10 in the game. The Cleveland Guardians have now won 13 of their last 15 as they beat Colorado last night 13-7. Josh Naylor had two homers in the game, and David Fry hit a three-run shot to break a seventh-inning tie. And the Texas Rangers topped the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-2 in a World Series rematch. Other MLB news from Tuesday, Josh Gibson becomes the Major League Baseball career leader with a 372 batting average, surpassing Ty Cobb's 367 when Negro League records for more than 2,300 players were incorporated Tuesday after a three-year research project. Gibson's 466 average for the 1943 Homestead Grays became the season standard, followed by Charlie Smith's 451 for the 1929 New York Lincoln Giants. They overtook the 440 average by Hugh Duffy for the National League's Boston team in 1894. Gibson also became the career leader in slugging percentage with .718 and OPS of 1.177, moving ahead of Babe Ruth's .690 and 1.164. And Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC plays on Saturday at Inter-Miami. And on Tuesday, they made a dip into the target allocation money as they signed German midfielder Cedric Teuer to a two-year deal through June 2026 with a club option for the remainder of the 2026 season. UFL, the St. Louis Battlehawks are in action Saturday, wrapping up the regular season at home. They'll get San Antonio. And the NASCAR Cup Series races at Worldwide Technology Raceway on Sunday on KFMO. Coverage starts at 1:30. NBA playoffs, the Western Conference Final Game 4 saw the Minnesota Timberwolves defeat Dallas 105-100. Minnesota stays alive as Anthony Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns combined for 54 points. And Edwards says Towns was the key to the win.
He was super confident. He wasn't worried about any shots previous to the shots that he hit tonight. He played exceptionally well, and he came through big time. He was the reason we won tonight.
Luka Doncic had a triple-double, 28 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists for Dallas. Game 5 is Thursday at Minnesota. And Stanley Cup playoffs, Eastern Conference Game 4. Florida topped the New York Rangers 3-2 in overtime to tie the series 2-2. Sam Reinhart had the game winner as the Panthers erase a 2-1 deficit in the game and series.
I think it starts on the defensive side of it. That's where all our offense comes from. And we started focusing on that a little bit more, putting more intensity on that side of the puck. And we're able to sustain a little bit more pressure and have it on our stick.
Rangers goalie Igor Shesterkin made 37 saves. And game 5 is Thursday at New York. And coming up tonight, Western Conference Final Game 4, Dallas is at Edmonton. Dallas leads that series 2-1. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.